Volunteers are cutting fence posts, digging post holes, and setting a perimeter around the 10 raised beds soon to become the Veterans Garden.
Looks straight enough.
That's Marine Corps veteran Bernie Lodico. He's on his knees packing soil around the fence post. He knows the value of digging in dirt.
I always had a garden. Yeah, it's relaxing and self-sufficient. You don't depend on anybody. It's part of me.
Produce from the veteran's plot will be donated to veterans at risk of homelessness. There's also a beehive, chickens, and a greenhouse. Inside is a large above-ground swimming pool where garden supervisor Will Carey also farms fish. He tosses protein pellets into a roiling swarm of 350 blue tilapia.
This is one of the things that we want to introduce to the veterans as well. You know, there is a certain amount of science involved in it, but it's also something that you can incorporate in your everyday life.
He donates the fish to a local food pantry. Carey says the idea is to show veterans how they can farm without large tracts of land. He's on less than an acre. VA researcher Karen Besterman-DeHaan, for the past few years, has studied the impact agriculture and horticulture has had on the health of veterans.
There's been a lot of veterans that have gotten into farming, you know, family farms, has really provided them a lot of therapeutic value in terms of health benefits, physical health, mental health, restorative. It's been a sense of value and feeling of meaningfulness. And that's something that we keep hearing over and over, that this is very meaningful and life-affirming.
She interviewed veterans throughout the U.S., also asking how farming affected their reintegration into civilian life.
Veterans found that since they started in their community agricultural initiatives, they were more comfortable talking with civilians and more comfortable talking with strangers and people that didn't have a military background.
Many of those interviewed are members of the National Farmer Veteran Coalition. Michael O'Gorman, a seasoned farm manager, started the nonprofit when he learned that a disproportionate number of service members wounded and killed in Iraq and Afghanistan came from rural America. O'Gorman sensed an opportunity to share his agricultural knowledge and bolster the shrinking population of farmers by attracting young veterans back to their roots.
This is something that we can do to help the veterans that are returning home. There's less services for them when they live in these rural communities. There's more geographic isolation, and that's an issue for a lot of returning veterans. But there's also this opportunity, these tremendous career opportunities and meaningful careers in agriculture.
O'Gorman says the coalition has grown from 8 to almost 9,000 members in its first 8 years. But he cautions that farming is not the bucolic setting that many imagine.
There is loss in farming. At the same time, there is a power that comes from somebody who's refused to be the person in the cubicle, you know, it says, I'll be the person on the front lines, whether it's militarily or in the front lines of growing food.
The coalition offers veterans training, grants, and other resources, and it also manages a Homegrown by Heroes label, now being used by 700 veterans to help market their agricultural goods. O'Gorman hopes to make that label familiar in supermarkets nationwide so shoppers can seek out food farmed by former service members. I'm Bobby O'Brien in Tampa.